Hola, Nate.
Hey, what's up?
Happy holidays.
It is holiday season.
It is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This might be the only one that I try to put out on time. The rest will be backlogged.
Nice. What it is.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about the holidays.
Okay.
But before we talk about the holidays, you're going on a little adventure next year.
Yes.
To...
Oh, yeah. Disney World.
So it is World and not Land.
It is World. The one in Florida.
So... You sure that's Disneyland or...
I'm sure it's Disney World, whichever one has Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Planet, and Hollywood.
Disney's Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, then that's World. That's the one.
Let's see. Disney's theme park in Anaheim, so that's the one out
that's in California
Cali.
That I think I've been to.
You think you've been to that one, but you've never been to the other one.
Yep.
Why do these not show me... So you're going to Disney World, then.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where was it? Walt Disney World is much bigger than Disneyland in total area, but the numbers Disneyland resides on more than 500 acres, while Disney World covers over 27,000 acres of land. That makes the most magical place on Earth, nearly double the size of New York City's Manhattan. So I assume Disney World is where you're going, because if it has four parks...
Disney. Yep, that's where I'm going.
Then that's the one, not Disneyland.
Correct.
Disney World.
Yep.
Yeah, screw that.
Yep, never been to the world.
No, yes, you've never been to the world.
Yep, and I'm fairly certain I've gone to the land, but I don't remember it.
You wouldn't remember it?
No, I would, because I was an adult.
Oh, okay.
But I got off of 24-hour duty and then went.
Well, that's why I think certain someones, when we said that they hadn't gone before,
mm-hmm.
I think they've only been like two or three times because their kids wouldn't be old enough to remember it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a conversation that I had with them about, like, that's why they didn't want to go when they were too young. They wanted them to go and remember it.
Yeah.
So I think they've only gone like three times, maybe.
Yeah. So this will be, with the exception of them, it'll be everybody's first.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's first.
Who's planning?
I think. Yep.
Mm, okay.
This is going to be great.
Oh, wow. So certain people are going to go and do their own thing because they're not going to want to wait around for somebody to make a decision.
No, planning's going to take place. I just... it should have already started.
Probably. I have a friend of mine who's... When they go, his wife is extremely, like, detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So she will have... And it's not like it's a bad thing. It's not like...
For Disney, it's not.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not saying, like, she's one of those is like, we have to. She literally just makes a plan.
Yep.
And then... If it changes, it changes, but at least you had a plan to go there, and if, like, reservations or something closes,
yeah,
you have a time slot of you can go somewhere else or whatever, but they have the plan.
Yeah, so I think
for days and
right now we're going to get the plan for what days we're going to be at what parks.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you really need.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, that's...
I know they're working on it.
Oh, but it has changed. Because from what I understand from their last time, when you do it, you have to reserve a spot to go to said land.
Yes.
You can't just walk up to the tram or whatever.
That is correct.
And just say, I'm going. They have to go, we don't have a spot.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're not going in a super peak time. But yeah, we have to make that decision.
Yeah, February is not too bad.
Yeah.
So, fun stuff. Yeah.
We're right after the beginning of the new year and right before spring break. So. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's still going to be, well, it's Florida, so it's not going to be too cold.
No, but it'll be cold for Floridians, but it'll be, you know,
like 60 fine degrees
for us.
Maybe?
Yeah.
What is the average temperature? Let's find out. Average temp in Florida in
late February.
In late Feb. Survey says 64 to 75.
Yeah.
So
it'll be fine.
Decent.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, nice. So, speaking of the holidays, I don't know. I just wanted to have, like, a kind of a holiday episode.
You picked the best person to have with that, because exactly. I hate Christmas.
So that's the thing. Not that you hate Christmas, but, like, I like the idea of the holidays.
Yep.
I love the idea of, like, I'm watching Hermitcraft, and I love their episodes, and I love just the idea of Christmas, but then doing things.
It turned into, like, the thing that we talked about previously mm-hmm. at work.
Yeah.
That's utter garbage, and I hate that. But yeah, it's a thing.
Like, I enjoy, like, I would love to get together with all our friends and have chill, like,
yeah.
small parties, yeah. big group things with all of our friends. It can be hard to manage, but if you have, like, a game night with five people or so,
yeah,
I enjoy that, but I enjoy that anyway. So tacking on a holiday expectation to it can work out okay, but it's just the, like, I mean, I would love to help decorate, but I'm always busy.
Yeah.
I'm always working. So for coming home and trying to do things, like, I love the idea of, like, doing a family get together, but then I'm like, oh, but that means I have to be with my family.
Yeah.
Like, and I enjoy, like, when I was a kid, let me rephrase. Like, when I was a kid, when my grandmother was alive, we all got together. I mean, the kids got quote unquote presents, because mm-hmm. you know, your parents brought the presents for you to open.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And at some years, like, apparently from what I've heard from y'all's little debacle, is at some point the parents and the adults go, let's not do it, let's just do it for the kids,
mm-hmm.
type
yeah.
situation.
Yeah. Have you talked to Tony about what's going on with this year?
Not entirely. I just okay. know that your parents took their name, quote unquote, out of the...
If it was all right to punch parents, I would have done it.
Oh, in that one, yes, I did. And I would have... I told Tony I would have punched him.
Nate's annoyed. Nate was annoyed.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
That day was not an enjoyable time for what I'm assuming is me, my sister, and at least two of her kids. Because...
What happened with that one?
Well, so
not the comment that was made. Sorry if we're being extremely vague.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not even talking about
that. Oh, you're not even talking about
that. No, I don't even care about that. That's what's great is everybody else cares about that comment more than I do, because I hear it so much.
Of course.
Yeah. For those who aren't understanding, I am 38 and currently single, and my parents are trying to get me to have grandkids.
And really pushy about it.
Really pushy about it. Anyway. Let's just say the rest of the family finally heard them commenting on it. But no, so that day, like, I canceled that Thursday to do a podcast because I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kicked me out of work sick.
But you still went over.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I remember that one.
So,
okay,
still recovering.
Yeah.
Can't go more than, like, 15 seconds without coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, on cough medicine and all sorts of junk. Drive to the Christmas tree farm.
While you were sick.
While sick.
Because they said that it had been canceled twice already.
Yeah.
And we're just doing it.
We're doing it no matter what. So it's raining.
But you didn't have to go.
I mean, my sister's youngest was getting over being sick. My sister was probably almost just... Maybe not as bad as I was, but still pretty bad. I mean, it got to the point where I took a COVID test, hoping that I'd be positive so I wouldn't have to go to this thing. But I wasn't. And I was negative twice. I was like, So, we get out there. It's raining. Drizzling. Not near as bad as the rain that we'd been having and continued to have after.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dead. I'm just like, dead inside. Don't care. Don't want to be there. God, like, walking around is physical effort.
Yeah.
And then,
was Tony there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we finally cut down two trees, one for my sister, one for me, or one for my folks. We get them, we take them to the house. And then my parents decide, oh, we're gonna stand it up inside. I'm like, all right, cool. So we do that. And I'm like, and we're also celebrating my mom's birthday that day. So we had the pizza from Illinois and all that stuff, or Iowa. It was great. So we started that and then went and got a tree.
Pause. How did you get pizza from Illinois?
I ordered it online, so you... and it came here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, continue. Just making sure that was it. I didn't know if someone had brought it or whatever.
No. So it's from a place, for those up in the Quad City area, Happy Joe's. You may not be a fan of it. You may be a fan of it. It's a place that my parents had a couple of their dates at. My dad's brother worked there when they lived up there.
Oh, you missed an opportunity then. You should have gotten it for their anniversary.
No, so I do it for my mom's birthday. Cause...
Oh, this is an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for
probably close to... Oh, so it wasn't like the first time you did it.
No, I've been probably doing this for close to 10 years.
Gotcha.
To the point, like, I think one year they called me, like, because of the holidays, it won't get here until after Thanksgiving. I'm like, yeah, I knew that when I ordered it. It's fine. They're like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. So we like I said, we had the pizza and went to get the tree, came back, I put the tree up. We're like, all right, Mom, yeah, we'll do cake and stuff now. And then, need to read your cards and do all that. And of course, then my parents are like, oh, we're not going to put our names in the adult Secret Santa thing. We're like, oh my God, why are you guys being so difficult? And then, so like, still haven't done the cards, still haven't done like any of the stuff. And my mom's like, oh, let's put lights on the tree. I'm like, no, I'm done. I was like, I've already been, my cough medicine wore off like 3 hours ago. It's 5 o'clock at night and we started at like 11. I'm like, I'm done. I was like, nope. So I left.
So the question is, do you enjoy doing this or do you feel it's a chore?
So yes and no. I do like watching the kids and stuff run around, not that I have, you know, have kids.
Okay.
And stuff, but I do like seeing them run around and things like that, but
so when you cut down the tree for your parents, everybody goes back to the parent house, and y'all, the family decorates the tree.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So and that's an enjoyable time. Okay. It's just such a slog to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom put so much emphasis on it and all that stuff. It's just it makes it so unenjoyable.
But does the whole family actually go back to the parents' house to decorate the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they did the lights that day, but then the next Sunday, last Sunday, we got together, and when we were doing the boys' birthdays, we finished putting ornaments on and threw tinsel on there, and of course the kids got in a tinsel fight, and so there's like tinsel everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to watch. I didn't do any tinsel. I did like three ornaments that were mine.
Yeah.
That don't get to get passed on to the younger generation. So because it's like Nate's first Christmas, which is like a little circle plaque looking thing.
Yeah.
And of course, funnily enough, even I didn't even notice it until later. It's orange. And it was made in 1984 and it was orange.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So I'm like, that's fitting that is still now my favorite color, even though it couldn't have been then.
Yeah.
But I mean, and then another one that's a little glass bigger than this.
Yeah, bobble thing.
Yeah, bobble one.
Yeah.
And then this year I passed off one of the Superman ones for them to do. So.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I don't know, like, we'd never, like, we always did it, and it was always decently enjoyable when I was a kid, but, because it was like, I'm trying to remember, which is why I'm stuttering this, because I'm just trying to remember what all we did. Our Christmas growing up was either, depending on the situation, we kind of went to our own property to cut down a tree because he had a decent sized property. It wasn't like, oh, it's a Christmas tree, but it was just, they had some there.
Yeah.
And we just got a good size, probably 6 foot, maybe, just put it in the living room. And it was real, of course, because we went and chopped it down.
Yep.
Luckily, we had never had a bad problem with our trees. Thank goodness. Because one of Jessica's stories, and she's not here to tell it, but they stopped getting real trees because one year they had gotten a real tree, and it just so happens that that tree was where a swarm of insects were hibernating in.
Oh, no.
So when, of course, you bring it into your house...
Yep, it warms up.
It warms up, and they come back to life.
Wow.
I can't remember if it was like ant, like the flying ants or termites or some other insect that hibernates in a tree.
We've never had that.
I've never had it either. And I don't know. I when she said that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If that happened, I would...
You would swear off live trees as well.
Yeah.
I probably would too.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we're good.
So what they do now... and we don't necessarily do it, which it would probably be fun. It's just we just don't have... We are so busy during the holiday season, especially me, with, you know, photos and all this other stuff, that it's just like we don't get to enjoy the holidays, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd love to finally be able to just say fuck it and go and actually enjoy the holiday season, but that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to... us, you know, we did the thing. We always did our Christmas. Well, when I got older and certain things were revealed to me, we ended up doing our Christmas with like my stepsister. Actually, no, we always did it. Yeah, and it wasn't stepsister, it was half sister. We always did it like this. She would come over and we would do like the family. Nope, I am wrong. We didn't do that until I was older. On Christmas Eve, we would do our Christmas.
Okay.
When I was young, yes, I would get up early. And that's when my half-sister, Marty, would come to the house at like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would do all the stuff. I know.
Yeah.
But once I got older and certain things were revealed, we just started doing it on Christmas Eve. You know, the dinners, the whole, like, everybody opens everything. Because even when I was younger... We went to my dad's side of the family first and had like a early lunch type thing with the whole family, extended family, everybody there. We would do that Christmas, and then around, you know, 12, 1, 1 o'clock, then we would go to my mom's side and with her mom and... do all of the extended family and kind of do the same thing. And that would, like, it was kind of like an early lunch over at my dad's and then late lunch slash dinner over at my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would just come home. So literally it was an all day thing and it was fun.
Yeah.
Until grandparents die. Mm-hmm. Whoever is the glue.
Yeah.
There's no, like, once my dad's mom died, like, so on my dad's side of the family, we and his mom were the only ones that lived here, here in respect to just whatever city it was. And so everybody else lived in Georgia, you know, Knoxville, etc. And they were the ones that drove in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, once she died, they stopped. Ish. Get into that later. Mom's side, once her mom died... We still kind of did it at their house because mom's side, everybody's kind of still close and they still wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then one of her sisters, quote unquote, stepped up and just we had it at her house for quite a while until my cousins, my age, just kind of never came. Like Thanksgiving, we did it, and Christmas, we did it. But... you know, because other people did their Christmases and Thanksgiving, like, you know, whosoever side of the family they were going to would alternate or whatever. And it just became to where that was when everybody got older. When everybody was young, it kind of like everybody came and did it because of mothers. But once they died, it kind of just fell apart. And the cousins that I liked, and I love all my family, but you know the cousins that you get along with better. You can chill. You can play games. Like that's what we did. Like when it was in college, and I was in college, I would drive up to there we would, you know, I'd still play cards with my cousins, and then you just got later and later to where I would just, you know, go up, eat food, and go, what is the acceptable time that I can just leave? All right, cool. I'm out.
Yeah.
Which would be like an hour, hour and a half. But it'd be like, all right, it's time for me to get back down to wherever I was at that point in time. Gotta go. See you later. Love you. Bye. Type thing.
Yeah.
And just on dad's side, they just... I didn't find out, but, you know, it was kind of like... The people in Georgia and the people in Knoxville were kind of still just getting together and doing it. So I don't know what the family drama is between my dad and them, or if there is family drama or what, because it just doesn't make sense. Like, yes, I don't have kids. We don't have kids. So there is no, like, big group families. Like, the one in Knoxville has kids. My cousins in Georgia, they have kids, and they still kind of get together. I don't know the story behind that. I don't know. But it kind of just makes me go, oh, well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, I mean, we, as kids, depending on the year and how everything was going, we'd go up to my Illinois, where my mom's parents and one of my dad's brothers lived, or Illinois-Iowa border.
Yeah.
And we stay up there during that time, and then as we got older, we still alternate years, but sometimes, I mean, a lot of it was we go up to, you know, steal my brother for a couple days here and there, because he lived up there with his mom, and then when he came and lived down there with us, we, you know, spend a little more time down there, because it alternated summers and Christmas on when my dad would have custody of my brother. Then, and then when my dad got full custody, it didn't matter at that point. So yeah. we would go, and then of course my dad's family is absolutely worthless. So, and I mean, until probably all of my dad's generation and his witch of a mother die, except for like two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of my dad's brothers are great. one of them was a slow waker to the issues that were happening, but the other one was like right there next to my dad being kicked out of the family. So until, you know, recently, but everywhere we went for those holidays, my parents somehow they have this bell that's like older than any of us. And it sounds like Santa's sleigh. So that's their trick to get us to go to sleep. They'd ring that bell and we'd run to bed and go to sleep or whatever. Eventually we figured out it was them, as kids do. One year, we still don't know how. Both parents were visible and the bell rang.
How old were you?
I don't know.
Who all was in the room? Was it just you and your sister?
It was me, my sister, and my brother.
Okay.
And they swear, and to this point we still believe them, that there was no outside help. So somehow, but they won't tell us how other than they did not have a neighbor help. Yeah, you don't know. So... they continued to do this up until high school. us knowing it was them.
Yeah.
So then eventually one year we found the bell and stole it. And then I did it. Sitting in the room with them. And all kids, all hands, everything was visible. They had no idea how we did it. but we had the courtesy of showing them. There was a string tied to my foot, and my foot was in the entertainment center that went out to through the sliding door, and I'd move my foot, and it rang the bell in a hanger. and then after that, it was our job for then one of my dad's friends who moved in next door for his kids, and then now I go from house to house on Christmas Eve and ring the bell for my sister's kids and my brother's kids. So
is there a certain time, like 7 o'clock or?
So we get together at my parents' house. Normally, we go to the early service at church because, you know, I'm a Catholic. And so we haven't been doing a lot of that lately because of, you know, COVID and all that stuff. We might do it again this year, or we may just never pick it back up again.
The bell or the church?
The church thing. Hmm. And then after that, we go, we have like a little snack, and then do our own family traditions. Like, we'll read the passage of Jesus' birth again. My dad's neighbors come over as well with their kids. And then we do "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, nice.
Sing...
And you're talking about now.
This is now. Yeah. Okay. Like, and this I'm cool with this. I love this part. And then we do the singing, like the 12 days of Christmas. And then we ring the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run home. And then I wait about 30 minutes and then follow them home and ring the bell. And then drive to my brother's house and then ring the bell. And then...
And then you go home.
And then I go home and go to bed. Because then, like I said, I go to sleep early, wake
how
up early.
How bad or how loud is the bell? Like, are you...
I'm, in most cases, I have snuck up directly underneath the window of where those kids are.
Does Tony, or do they tell you which room the kids are in?
Most of the time, yes. My sister, not so much, but Tony always does.
Your sister's in an apartment, or did they finally?
No, so they're in a house in my neighborhood.
Oh, so yeah,
I basically could walk there. I'd get my truck close because I know I'm gonna have to run to Tony's house, but then I walk like a good.
Why don't you just go to Tony's first?
It depends on what's going on that year.
Okay,
but yeah.
Well, I was like, just for proximity, you would probably think you'd go.
Like I said, it depends on what's going on that year. But normally my sister is ready first. I'll drive. I'll normally start with like where I'm wearing like a light colored shirt, and then I put on a black colored shirt, and then slowly creep up to the house. And of course they don't ever rake the leaves, so I have to be real careful. Yeah, I'm really good at sneaking up to their house. Their neighbor also has like a motion sensored light, which is great to try and dodge.
Well, that's when you just need to go ahead and bite the bullet and get a Santa suit. So if you're caught, you're like, "Whoa,
yeah." So Tony's is a lot easier because it's small yard.
Small yard, and they're
two houses. Yeah, I do have to be careful of the shadows, but most of the time I can get it right up close to the house and then shimmy a little bit.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, that's fun. And I gotta go find the bell. I'm pretty sure I know where it's at.
Do you keep it?
I have it. Yeah, oh, okay. It's now my bell.
Huh?
Yeah. It's in the same sock it's been in since...
Did you say sock?
Yeah, so they keep it in a sock so it doesn't make a noise. And it's like a... That's the only purpose of the sock has been to hold this thing. And it's like one of my dad's socks from who knows when. And it's been in that sock forever. So, I've had to repair the bell twice.
How big is the bell? Okay. So,
pretty
small bauble.
Yeah, small bauble, but big for a bell. And it's on, like, a leather strap.
So, not like that. Behind you. That
no,
bell.
No, no. So, it's on, like, an old leather strap, and you just sit there and... And it works.
So, is it on a stick?
No.
It's a stickin' bell?
No.
It's a sleigh bell.
Yeah, it's like it's a sleigh bell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, holidays.
Holiday traditions. Yeah. They're a lot of fun.
We never
had... Like I said, as you can see, that part I lit up for and quite enjoy. But like everything leading up to that, and I can get rid of all that bull crap.
We didn't really have... Well, to my knowledge, we never had traditions because, you know, I was a young kid. Yeah. So just besides going to each individual's house... That day, there wasn't really much of a tradition.
Well, I go for it. Forgot something that we did in high school, too. Because my dad knows his neighbor. They met in the Panama Canal Zone when they were both in the Army.
And they're neighbors now?
Yeah. So, they met, they're friends.
Was that planned?
Yeah, kinda. Okay. Ish. So, that my dad went to, they went to Panama.
Okay.
Met down there. My dad came back and he got a job up here in Huntsville. And then that company that my dad was working for was like, oh, we need another guy, blah, blah, blah. And so my dad's like, I know, just the guy.
Yeah.
And then my dad, and then it's like, oh, we need another guy. I know, just the guy. Oh, I need another guy. I know, just the guy. So my dad brought in like four people in this company. And then, of course, the company kind of imploded. And, of course, they all go to the wind, and mm-hmm. but still live here in Huntsville. And then the house next door to my parents' house came up for sale. And my dad was like, hey, he was looking for a house. And he's like, hey, what do you think? So they came looked at it. He's like, all right. And so they, bought the house.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
that was back when house prices were probably dirt fucking cheap. Oh
yeah. Like I said, I was still in high school. So yeah. We're talking like 2000.
Yeah.
Early 2000s. But during that time, they have a tradition. There's like these old, the neighbors have these old, like 70s Chinese lanterns that you put little lights in.
Yeah, it's
like plastic. And so somehow, some way, the thing stayed with the house when they moved out. And of course, the neighbors,
your dad's friend.
My dad's friend threw them away. Well, my dad went in and got one. And gave it to him for Christmas.
Oh, kind of like the table with Karsten.
Yes. Yeah. And then...
It's a shame we lost that.
It's so a shame that we lost that. So then...
We need to find just another table and just paint it that.
We should.
And just have it appear.
I mean, it doesn't even need to be the same table. It just get a smaller one.
I don't know. It'd be pretty cool if they thought we tracked down or that one's accursed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But even the effort of us getting a table and painting it tiger striped would be pretty good. So it goes back and forth. And then it finally, like, disintegrated and was no longer good. So then a couple years it stopped. Well, last year, my parents apparently found another one and gave it back. And so now it started up again. But, I've digressed from my original thing. While they were here in our house, me and my brother would sneak over and put up some sort of lawn Christmas decoration.
Okay.
Every year. For like 5 years we did this. And they never caught us doing it.
So they never knew who was doing it?
Well, they knew exactly who did it. They just didn't know when it was happening. And there was one year they almost caught us. We had one of those big, like, deer with lights on it. You know what I'm talking about? The white light deer or whatever. Yeah. We assembled it and, like, hid it somewhere. And basically, as soon as they walked in, they saw us. They're like, oh, hey. And then, of course, we lead them into the little, I guess it was the living room and not the family room, or whichever. And then, like, even before the door was closing, I was already out. So they saw me, but never heard the door open because I went in before it closed, and then like grabbed it, set it up, plugged it in, finished the last assembly because it had a body and then the head was separate, and then came back, and I guess my brother never really let the door close all the way, so they never heard it, or they were in the kitchen or whatever, so they never heard me like leave or come back in, and so. They turn, and I'm just like, just kind of standing there. And then, and of course, they come out, and they're like, oh my God, we were watching you the whole time. I was like, obviously you weren't. And because we'd also periodically, one of us would disappear, and then the other one would disappear, and the other one else would come back to make them think. But then, of course, they're like, well, where's Tony? He's like, hey, I'm right here. And so we did it. So they never actually knew when we did it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, we got... Because like I said, they were always watching for it, but every once in a while, or most of the time, we'd do it where they wouldn't be able to notice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was also fun. Fuck Christmas.
Yeah. We just never... even with Fred... Well, I wouldn't say, like, yeah... I grew up in a smaller town, though, so it wasn't like I had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Had a couple. But we never, like, did much. Oh, excuse me. We never did much for the holidays in general because,
yeah,
everybody's with their families at that point or doing stuff like what you say. But yeah, there was we never really did much.
Yeah.
So, but as I said, getting older, I like the concept of the holidays. It's just either you're always busy or it's just not what you think it's going to be. And I know, yeah, make it your own and all this, but at the same point, it's just right, kind of like getting together with friends. Most everybody's doing things or
yeah,
has other things they have to do. I'm not saying like they're going out and doing things, but it's, you know, we're adults.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a lot of other crap to do.
Right, yeah. And I mean, I'm lucky. I have very minimal family. I say minimal. I have some family requirements that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love, I don't love, but it gives me an excuse between Christmas and New Year's to take off of work because I know ain't nothing happening.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes there are things, like I think pre-COVID. No, it's 2020. So it was in the middle of COVID. We had road teams getting ready to go. And so I took half of my vacation that I had planned.
Really? I'm surprised they even had road teams.
It was deemed essential.
Oh.
It wasn't, but it was deemed essential.
Of course.
middle of COVID, like the August, I was in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, so dumb.
Yeah, because of, you know, it was essential. And then, no, right before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm, that same year, I was in Birmingham. Granted, it was all local. And, of course, we did
World three times and going again. So, four in total.
Jesus. And I'm pretty sure two of those were in 1 year.
Probably most of them were at least two and two.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, no, because the three time, this one's fourth.
Yeah, this would be the fourth.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. So, probably. But I think, like, I agree with you. I think it was two in 1 year. Because
it was 2021.
They went, yeah, probably, because they went to, I think they went to work, like, they went,
yeah,
and then they went back to do, like, the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
So they did a regular one, and then they did
the whole. It may have been, like, an October 2021, and then, like,
could've been
late March, early April 2022.
Apparently he's been to land once.
When did he go to land?
When did you go to
land? I'm trying to think of all the times he was in California.
I mean, it would probably have to have been a Marine thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would there be?
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to remember when he was in San Diego. Other than,
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I said, I mean, it took me 3 years to go. And I was stationed there four.
Yeah, but it's because you have to spend money.
Oh, like, yeah.
And you have to spend money.
I did not spend money in the Marine Corps. I was frugal-ish. I mean, I bought, like, video games and movies to just keep me out of trouble.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, other than that, I was,
like,
thrifty AF.
There's getting semi back on track. There's a couple of things that I'd love to do during the holidays. Like, I have a book. Yeah, he said Marine Corps.
Had to have been early. Said early Marine Corps, question mark?
What I thought Nate early, can I spell early? Early Marine Corps. Like I have a book and I started reading it, but I wanted to kind of do like a storytell, like this kind of read or a video of just reading the short stories. Cause it's literally, it's upstairs and I got to find it again because I put it down somewhere. Did you go early Marine Corps?
Are you Discording? Or?
Yeah. Discord.
Like
it just me and him. Okay. Discord. And I'd love to just read those snippets and just because they're sci-fi Christmas stories, and I thought that would be fun. He said yes. I've also want to kind of do a Christmas carol.
Just I can't read it. I can't sing. Obviously,
no. It's a story. It's a Dickens novel.
Okay.
You realize that it was it was a novel.
It took me
whatever.
First. It took me a second, but yes. when you're like, you realize, I was like, it's a novel.
So, and I want to kind of do those things, but I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Unless I was to do it in effing like February or March. And I'm like, I want to kind of feel like I'm in the spirit and not fake it being in the spirit.
Yeah.
Like, what I would love for us to do here is, I've got a lot of horror games, and I'd love for us to play them in the month of October. What?
I forgot to bring the...
Oh, the game?
Yeah.
Bring the card?
Oh, what?
The Christmas card. You text me saying, I got one at your house.
Nope.
You said...
It might be my truck.
I don't know. You just said you'd have it. I need to give that person my new address, because otherwise they're just going to continue sending them to you. It doesn't matter.
We'll check my truck.
Okay, it doesn't matter if you don't. I think it is.
I did. I hope I did.
And that's another thing. Like, I would love for us to take stylized Christmas cards, but A, it's expensive. Mm. But at the same point, it'd be fun, but because this is one of our friends. They do it every year.
Halloween?
No, it's a Christmas card.
Okay.
She likes to do them. Her husband, last year, on their last year's card, actually, let me see if I can find it really fast. We actually keep theirs because they're cool.
Yeah,
they're actually cool. Really cool. Question is, where did Jess...
Yeah, I don't have enough magnets for all the cards, so I had to take down... I saved them, but I... Like Karsten and them, they do a bunch of Christmas cards every year.
Yeah.
But I put most of them up and then saved them. But like I said, I had to press pause here. Now restart.
They had one last year where this isn't his thing. It's not like he doesn't like doing it. He's an introvert, and it kind of like this isn't his thing. Mm-hmm. So it was really weird. Because the way they stated it in the cart, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, is everything okay in paradise or something? And I had talked to him like a little bit after that, not necessarily because of that, but it did come up, and it was just like, yeah, that's her sister. Mm-hmm. I think she moved back to this area that year or something, so they had her in that card, but it's just, this isn't his kind of thing mm-hmm. to do, so that's why she is now the new him in the cards. But they do a lot of cool ones. Like, I think last year was, they did Queen, because they have two dogs.
Okay.
No, that was year before last. You know, him, her, and the two dogs were the Queen ones. I can't remember what last year was, but...
I could do Queen.
Yeah,
me and the three cats.
Yeah, there you go. But, and I like that idea. Like, even some of our DragonCon friends, they do the awkward photos for their Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool. I really want to do it, but at the same point, I'm just like, I don't know when I'll have time.
Yeah.
I just don't know when I'll have time.
It's a time suck.
Yeah, and you've also got to do it before Thanksgiving, because if you want them printed off for Christmas, mm-hmm. you've got to get them out.
Yeah, you
got to
do, like, your Christmas pictures in October.
Yeah, pretty much, almost. Maybe early November, but you've got to get it done.
Work wants to have like Christmas card, Christmas party.
Oh, and they want to get a group photo of everybody.
They want us to wear Christmas sweaters, and I swear it's the assistant that's doing it, because she's like 25 and still like bright eyed, and she's like, "Wow, I wear a Christmas sweater." I'm like,
the fact that two things. The fact that they ask you guys to do the Christmas whatever it is that you showed us.
Yeah, decorations.
Decorations. And second, that everybody actually does it.
We had 16 teams this year.
That's insane. Most people are like, I ain't got time for this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some people, quote unquote, don't get me wrong.
90% of our group did not help.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, so I'm surprised that it even is as extravagant as what you have showed, Jessica. I saw some of the pictures.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that it happened, because also the thing that they have to think about is, You gotta clean that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's gonna be...
Well, we can't keep it. We can't take it down yet. Because apparently...
Judged them?
Well, it got judged on yesterday.
Okay. But they want some of the higher-ups to come and see what
they... Because they were so... I wasn't apparently the only character. So we had... Jack...
You're gonna have to do another performance?
Yes. They made me do it twice the first time.
Mainly because they wanted to see if you would do it.
So, well, no. So the first time, it caught everybody off guard. And
because only, did they think it was a mannequin? No. Like, did you stand there and, no, and just stay?
No. So I was, you should have done that. I was cued to walk around. So I was doing the oogie boogie walk too. And then, so we had Sally, Jack, and Oogie. Yeah, so I walked, they cued me, I looked, and you can't see out of the mask, so I barely saw. I was like, there ain't nobody there doing a lap. So I circled around and was kind of like treading water in there, and then like, all right, more people showed up, and then, so then I went in there and started doing the thing, and in the video, you can see where all of a sudden one guy just kind of like pulls the curtain, the side curtain to the side, and like looks, because... Nobody knew it was gonna happen. Some people on the team, like, knew I was gonna do something. They didn't know that.
Gotcha.
And for those who don't know, I horribly sang and performed the first two verses of the Oogie Boogie song.
Don't worry, we'll have a link.
It may be on Facebook or YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not by me.
Yeah. I doubt Ulyssa would put it on their main ones. It's probably somebody's personal.
But, like, I know for a fact one of the higher-ups texted it to his family.
Okay.
And our Jack, knowing he knew that I was going to do something because he knew that I was working on The Voice, which I can't do. But he knew I was, like, working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, well, all right, well, I'll do like, a couple, first part of, what's this? So he also, like, stepped out and was like, what's this? What's that? And did, like, the whole thing, too.
Okay.
In Christmastown. But apparently there was a Santa Claus, there was a one floor, did, like, Whoville and the Grinch installs. They had, okay, they had a Grinch.
So what you were doing was doing actual characters.
I think we're the only ones that, like, stayed in character, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We went a little insane.
Apparently.
Yeah. The decorations were insane, but then, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So they weren't ready, and so half the judges weren't there, and then they made me do it again so they could also film it. So there's one of the second time that's... Okay. Also there.
But then you have to do it again? Because you haven't gotten
to the point. I haven't gotten to the point yet. So apparently, because it was such a big thing, they've asked everybody who was in characters to do it again on Wednesday because they want to bring family.
Yesterday.
No.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah. Because they want to bring, like, have families bring their kids and stuff.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's where I say fuck off. Because now they're just exploiting you.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. At that point, they're exploiting you guys at that point.
Basically, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, the decorations are cool and stuff. So, I mean, I get them showing off the decorations, but yeah. So there's like a tall chair right now that has like my costume draped over it. And I like stacked some stuff and got like a head mannequin thing from Hobby Lobby and set the mask on it. So there's an Oogie Boogie just kind of standing in there. The costume is so hot.
But the fact that, like, they didn't even ask, hey, would you guys mind? Oh, they did ask.
Yeah.
And everybody consented.
I mean, I haven't seen where everybody's consented, but, like, first they were like, the bosses came around and was like, hey, rumor is that they're going to try and want you guys to, you know, dress up and do this again at some point. And I was like,
oh. Where's my Christmas bonus?
It's okay. Well, we already got our Christmas bonuses, Eric was so happy that he bought pizza yesterday.
What?
For the team.
Because of his bonus or whatever?
Well, no, because he's like, we won.
Oh, okay. And because of the contest.
Yeah,
okay.
He's like, we just...
What do you get for winning?
A pizza party. In July.
Oh, in July?
It probably won't be in July this year. But last
it
year...
It doesn't matter.
Last year it was in July.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he bought pizza just out of celebratory celebrating.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't buy the pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think he would.
He doesn't buy the pizza.
It's the company that buys the pizza. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and we get to keep the trophy another year for 5 years now.
Is it at least a decent trophy, or is it a plastic piece of shit?
It's wood, and it's shaped like a Christmas tree.
Okay, so it's decent-ish. Like,
yeah, and it's painted and stuff, and has like... Black 2018 Blackhawk 2018 Blackhawk 2020.
Oh, so it's like a
Blackhawk
placard type thing
on the back of it.
Oh,
and then
the back. Okay.
And then some jerk put an Omega sticker on the bottom of it. I don't know who that was.
Was it you?
Oh, it was me. So when they started grouping teams together for our team and started bringing like other bosses in, we kind of floated the idea, instead of like keeping Team Romeo or Team Sierra, I was like Team Omega. Because we're a hodgepodge of teams, and we're like the end-all, be-all team. And it's kind of kept that. Like, our bosses have left, but we still have, like, all of the hodgepodge. And now we have another team member from another team that's not officially on our team, so we're even more hodgepodge. So it's fitting. And so, like, Omega was showing up in places, and I wasn't the only one doing it.
Nice.
Like, my current boss was doing it, and then... the boss who was in charge of us when we became like a big group of teams also was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, it's not like stickered on there. It's just taped on there. So it doesn't ruin the trophy.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a vandal. I'm not a jerk. So yeah.
Nice.
And oh. Gotta take the joy where you can.
Yeah, you got to. Anything else?
No, I'm good, man. All right. I actually talked happily about work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that anybody from work will be listening to this. It's not a bad place. I love it, but sometimes it's just like Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, happy holidays, everybody, and hopefully you'll hear this in a couple of hours. And not after the holidays, but happy holidays and...
Ho, ho, ho.